But to take one of these pigs home, a family must agree to one day repay the debt. And it's these pig debts that help strengthen the bonds between the different villages. Major celebrations surround the giving and receiving of these prized assets. And since the toka only occurs once every 3 or 4 years, everyone jumps at the chance to dress up. The dancing goes on for 3 days. Each village attempts to outdance its neighbors in a display of friendly rivalry. You could say this is strictly come dancing, Vanuatu style. In the past, tribal rivalry was far more serious. On this island, there were precious few wild animals to hunt. Pigs would have been essential protein. But if they died, perhaps through disease, what else did the islanders have to eat? The great-grandparents of these dancers were cannibals. Life on an isolated Pacific island is eternally poised on a knife edge. Nowhere is this more apparent than on the single most remote island in the Pacific, Easter Island. This tiny speck of land has an extraordinary story to tell, with new twists turning up still to this day. Just 13 miles long and 7 miles wide, Easter Island rises like a fortress from the waves, surrounded by thousands of miles of ocean in every direction. People first arrived here less than 1,000 years ago. Most of what we know about their civilization can only be pieced together from the relics that remain. It is a strange and desolate place. The most striking features in this bleak and windswept landscape are the hundreds of giant stone statues known as moai, thought to be carved in the likeness of chiefs or ancestors. It's difficult to believe that an advanced culture capable of carving and erecting these monoliths grew up in such a barren landscape. The truth is, it didn't. When those first colonizers discovered Easter Island, this was a paradise. These empty cliffs were once home to the largest seabird colonies in the South Pacific. Rich volcanic soils nourished a forest of giant palms that was home to many unique species, including Easter Island versions of herons, parrots, rails, and owls. Today, they are all gone.